from a business standpoint and on a personal standpoint, knowing and liking CM Punk and knowing what helped him make money in pro wrestling, what have you thought of the job that they've done building up this fight? And are you surprised by anything in terms of how CM Punk has acted or how UFC has acted in terms of the lead up to Saturday night?
UFC's done pretty much what I would have expected. I mean, I think they've done a good job of building it up and making it feel important. I mean, CM Punk has not really grabbed people's attention through the whole thing, but I mean, that was, I'll give myself a pat on the back on this one. I mean, I called this one 2 years ago and people are observing it now, but like the week that he went into, you know, he announced that he was going to UFC. I said, I don't think that this is going to, is necessarily going to work out as well as people are expecting from a promotional standpoint, because so much of Punk's success on the microphone in the WWE was his confidence in himself and, you know, the arrogance, the cockiness, the belief in himself. And in UFC, he's not going to be cutting those promos because he knows that he's, even if he took to it really, really well, he still knows that he's not, you know, some sort of virtuoso. So you're not going to see that sort of promo that he was so good at in WWE. So, and we've discovered that for sure by now. I mean, that's what's going on. So yeah. That's limited the build for the whole thing. And I don't know. I don't sense this is going to do particularly well in pay-per-view. I think this is a classic fight, and I mentioned this on Twitter, the classic fight that is better suited for television than pay-per-view. Yeah. And we saw this more in Japan, with the distinction between the fights that are made for the hardcore fans there versus the fights that are made for the New Year's Eve specials, where, you know, it was just about building up the television rating on television versus the live, the pay-per-view wasn't as big there, but, you know, drawing people in at high ticket prices for, you know, the big tournaments with the best fighters, are not necessarily the same thing. And, you know, for a pay-per-view, you've got to be compelled to think it's worth spending $60 or $70 to see this. And I think with Punk, there's a lot of curiosity amongst people, but I don't think that people that aren't fans of CM Punk as a pro wrestler are going to, pretty darn sure about this one. The people that don't know CM Punk as a pro wrestler, they are not going to hate him enough to pay the money to see him get beat up. And they're certainly not paying for the curiosity of how this guy that they don't know that well is going to do. So there's not money there. Brock Lesnar occasionally, I think the first time it wasn't as much this, but as he got going, I think you got MMA fans who weren't fans of Brock in pro wrestling and wanted to see him lose, but it felt like the stakes were high because you knew that he also did have some physical skills about him. So there was sort of doubt about the whole thing. Whereas I don't think there's that dynamic with wanting to see CM Punk get beat up. And then on the flip side, the people that are fans of CM Punk, I don't know that they have the faith in him to want to spend the money for the whole thing. I think if it was on television, it was like, ooh, let's see how this would go. But I mean, if you're a fan of CM Punk and you're sort of a casual UFC fan, I think a lot of people, and you can tell this by the odds, which have finally shifted. I mentioned that a few weeks ago. I was surprised the odds hadn't shifted that much. The odds have shifted now, and I think they may shift even more before the fight. But I think people, you know, who've been following it only, you know, to the side are recognizing, oh, that he's likely to, you know, not do very well here. And that's, you don't want to spend a lot of money to go see, you know, a guy that you like get, you know, beat up by a relative novice. I mean, that's not a satisfying Saturday night.
Yeah, I think the people think if it's a good fight, I want to watch it, but I don't expect it to be good. And I'm willing to just hear what happened and, you know, maybe see a clip or something. And then, but, you know, the rest of the card has to be appealing enough to be the selling point. And so Punk itself just isn't a difference maker with a large enough audience. And yeah, I think you're right. Like, pro wrestling fans who like Punk, I think that what they liked about him got stripped away. And you could say that's prudent on Punk's part if he's serious about MMA and not just in this to be a clown who talks a big game and gets destroyed to the satisfaction of MMA fans who are still dismayed over Lesnar's success and want some pro wrestler to get his ass handed to him on national television. Punk could have been that guy, but I don't think he went into this to be a clown. You can call him delusional or, you know, unself-aware of the challenge he faced, but he didn't go into this to be a stunt or a clown or a gimmick.
No. I mean, I think looking back at it, the one way that he could have got more interest in it, if he wasn't gonna, you know, just talk obliviously about how great he is at MMA, which I don't think was really a possibility, was if he did go on a press tour essentially bashing Dada B a lot. Like, I think that could have generated some interest if, you know, he had some flashy headlines essentially making the criticism about the product that a lot of people have and then saying that's why I go to UFC, you know, because it's better. And then I think at that point there are people that are going to agree with him that are sort of more invested because, like, him going over is now part of this narrative of him versus Dada B, and the people that on the flip side are more sympathetic towards Dada B, they might tune in thinking, oh, you know, this guy's, you know, talking all this shit about wrestling after leaving it for MMA. I can now see him get his butt kicked in UFC. So I think that might have had a little bit of the dynamic, but obviously that didn't happen.